it. Even though I couldn't earn it, you give it. Who am I that you keep me on your mind? God, I'm just grateful for you. God, I'm just grateful for you. I'm just grateful for you. Holy, holy, there is only one. I give you glory for all that you've done. Even though I don't deserve it, you did it. Even though I couldn't earn it, you give it. For you, God, I'm just grateful for you. All my life, you've been right here by my side. God, I'm just grateful for you. God, I'm just grateful for you. And I, lifting both of my hands, you give me chance after chance after chance, and I giving all that I am, give me chance after chance after chance, and I lifting both of my hands, you gave me chance after chance after chance, and I giving all that I am, you gave me chance after chance after chance. Who am I that you keep me on your mind? God, I'm just grateful for you. God, I'm just grateful for you. All my life, you've been right here by my side. God, I'm just grateful for you. God, I'm just grateful for you. I survived and I'm here to testify. God, I'm just grateful for you. God, I'm just grateful for you. I'm alright. If they say I'm out of my mind, God, I'm just grateful for you. God, I'm just grateful for you. Look at the flowers in all of their beauty. I don't have to wonder, you know what you're doing. So why would I worry at all? You're faithful to supply everything I need, everything I need. My Father has it, my Father has it. Every single time, the Lord will provide. that my Father has yet. Look at the sparrow, lacking for nothing. Oh, no fear for tomorrow and what it will bring. Oh, if I have you, I have enough, 'cause your love will satisfy everything I need, everything I need. My Father has it, my Father has it. Every single time the Lord will provide. My Father has it, my Father has it. Everything I need, everything I need. My Father has it, my Father has it. Every single time the Lord will provide. My Father has it. So seek first the kingdom and its treasures, everything else it will be added. All that I'm needing, I know the Lord will provide. 'Cause I know my God's not empty-handed. He gives us blessings upon blessings. I'm still believing, oh, I know the Lord will provide. Everything I need, everything I need, my Father has it, my Father has it. Every single time the Lord will provide. My Father has it. So seek first the kingdom and its treasures, everything else it will be added. All that I'm needing, oh, I know the Lord will provide. 'Cause I know my God's not empty-handed. He gives us blessings upon blessings. I'm still believing, oh, I know the Lord will provide. Oh, I know the Lord will provide. I know the Lord will provide. Everything I need, everything I need, my Father has it. Yeah.
Good morning. I am not a hologram or Graham. I am back. Steve, director. Thanks, Mom. I am temporary. So, but I don't know how long. We're just here to help Pastor Ray with the transition and our search for a new lead pastor, senior pastor. So I'm glad to be back, and Judy will be with me off and on, and we're just looking forward to working together going forward here at Hope on the Beach. We want to welcome you. If it's your first trip to the beach with us, we want to welcome you. We are so glad. In fact, welcome home. We want to be your church, your home church away from home, if we can be. So we welcome you this morning. We want you to feel free to join us in worship. You have a bulletin that it gives you all kinds of information, the words to the songs, the schedule for the week, and some announcements that you may want to pay close attention to. One of those announcements is there's breakfast after this service. That's the most important one. So we're going to meet up at the pavilion at the top of the beach, and we've got breakfast ready for you before you head out. Also, ladies, don't forget your dinner tomorrow night. We're so glad you've come to be with us. I want to pray to begin worship, and then Roberto's going to lead us in worship. Father, we thank you for the chance to be in this place. And we're grateful for the grace you bestow upon this fellowship. And we want you to teach us and reach us this morning, that we might go from here knowing we have been with Jesus. Bless us with your presence in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand again and go to the Lord in worship.
So before we start, I'd like to bring attention. Come on, stand up. And if you can, if you can't, that's okay. You can worship any way you'd like. I'd like to bring attention to the bulletin on the inside. If you're a guest of ours and you're not a local and this is the first time, the lyrics are inside the bulletin, inside the first page. And inside the back page will be our last song. But I would like you to flip it all the way over to the back of the bulletin. And up on top, I want you to see that first picture. That's our pastor, Ray Angerman, who I love dearly. And he's also a fellow musician. And every once in a while, you'll hear him. If he's preaching, you'll hear him doing harmonies. And it's a wonderful thing. I appreciate you, brother. So let's worship a little bit. Before we start, sorry. You know, Luke 12:12 says, at that very hour, the Holy Spirit will teach you what to say. And in my 55 years of life, I've become quite sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And, you know, sometimes maybe in our life, I think all of us have been lost a little bit. And, there's plenty of us here that have fallen on our knees and begged for mercy or begged for a blessing. We've just asked God to come and intervene in a situation. And this, our God is faithful. And it's His time, but He's faithful. He always comes through. And I can tell you that during COVID, I lost every single bit of my identity. I won't go into specifics, but I had a friend of mine say, your identity is you're a child of God, and that was enough for me. And I hope that's enough for you. So the chorus says, this is one of the lines, because you healed my heart, you changed my name. And He surely did change my name, and And I pray if you're in a struggle right now, that you just pray and know that your past is not your identity. Your identity is in Christ. Can I get an amen? And what he did on that cross covers all of it. You pick me up, turn me around. You place my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because you healed my heart, you changed my name. Forever free, I am not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God. Wandering into the night, wanting a place to hide this weary soul, this bag of bones. I try with all my might, I just can't win the fight. I'm slowly drifting, a vagabond. And just when I ran out of the road, I met a man I didn't know. And he told me that I was not alone. You pick me up, turn me around, place my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because you healed my heart, you changed my name. Forever free, I am not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God. I cannot deny what I've seen. Got no choice but to believe. My doubts are burning like ashes in the wind. So long to my old friend. Burden and bitterness, you can just keep them moving. You ain't welcome here. From now till I walk the streets of gold, I'll sing of how you saved my soul. This wayward son has found his way back home. You pick me up, turn me around. You place my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because you healed my heart, you changed my name. Forever free, I am not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God. Hell lost another one, I am free. I am free, yeah. I am free, man. Sing it out loud. Hell lost another one, I am free. I am free, yeah. I am free. Hell lost another one, I am free, yeah, I am free, I am free. Hell lost another one, I am free, oh, I am free, I am free. Because you picked me up, you turned me around, you placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because you healed my heart, you changed my name. Forever free, I am not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy and your love and your sacrifice. Thank you, Father. You are faithful, truly faithful. We're so grateful that you are here with us today. We're so grateful for your presence. We know you are a way maker and a chain breaker. Your truth sets us free, Heavenly Father. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, and to know, thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Do you trust Jesus today? Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust him, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, will be with me till the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
Amen. Thank you, Roberto. Father, we ask you to bless this preaching time, that we might hear your word and experience your love in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you all. May be seated. Good to see so many of you this morning. Have you ever been at a place where you were needing rescue? You got yourself in a jam. You couldn't get out of it. You didn't even know how to get out of it. Or you had something broke. Now, none of the men will admit to this, but you had something that broke that we didn't know how to fix. And the wife apparently knows 50 guys who could come fix it. And she's rattling them off. But have you ever been there and there's a sense of, what am I going to do? We're at a water park. Judy and I and some of the grandkids and their mom and dad. And we were at a water park. And they had a floating river. You know what that is, right? You just get in the inner tube and you just float all around the water park. Well, these, you notice I'm not the biggest guy on the beach. And so I got in this inner tube. And after about, I don't know, half hour of floating the river, came time to get out, and you have to grab this rail and take the steps out. Well, I missed the rail. So I'm trying to figure out how I can stop. So in my processes of stopping, and I can't get out of this inner tube. I have sunk down in it, and I can't get out. And then I flip. Now I'm really stuck, and I'm underwater. And my first thought is, oh, great. God, are you going to let me drown in front of my grandkids. Really? And about then, a big old hand grabbed the tube, flipped it over, pulled me out. I was never so happy to be rescued in all my life. You know, sometimes, and you may be sitting here today, we get in life and it comes at us and we don't know what to do. We think we may drown. We think what we're going through may kill us. We don't know how to get out of what we're in. We don't know what all the consequences are going to be. We don't know how to remedy the situation. That's what this passage in John, as we continue our series on the Gospel of John, we've been in it all summer. As we begin to work our way to the end of the series, we're in chapter 8 today. You've got it there in your bulletin. And it says this, to the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. They answered him, we're Abraham's descendants and never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free? And Jesus replied, very truly I say to you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. You know, these guys that Jesus is talking to, they're a lot like us. They're kind of stuck in denial. And that's not a river in the Middle East. We get caught in denial. We don't sometimes recognize when we're in a slavery to sin. Just ask yourself, pick one of your favorite sins, your go-to sin. Now, don't look at me like that. You got one. So think about that sin that you've never been able to beat. You still carry that attitude. You still talk that way. You still think that way. You still treat your mother that way. You have a built-in sin. And how hard is it to get over it? That's one of my favorite church sayings. In my church in Illinois, I would say it all the time. I would tell the church, in a certain circumstance, get over it. Just get over it. Did you notice? It may be a little hidden, but the sun came up today. And so we get down about things. Sin permeates our life, and we don't think we're ever going to get better. We don't think we can get out of it. Man, have I got some news for you. First of all, let's talk about the fact this sinful actions that we take, we often recognize them as bad habits, bad decisions, bad actions. We like to recognize them as single. But the Bible talks about sin being a nature. It's who we were born to be. Say, come on, Steve. Don't put that rap on me. Yeah, yeah. You were born with a sinful nature. ask yourself, if you've had kids, or as a grandparent, have you ever, do you remember ever setting your toddler down and getting on her level and saying, now, honey, here's what I want you to do if you don't get your way. And then you throw yourself over on your back, you start wailing around, kicking, screaming, yelling, no. There was a little girl, I was somewhere yesterday, I don't even remember where I was, but there were several families in there, and there was one little girl that just at the top of her her little lungs kept yelling, no! I don't know what they wanted her to do, but she was not up for it at all. And finally, as many dads do, he picked her up, took her outside. Well, then she really started yelling, no! Because she knew she was going to meet her maker, right? So she was in trouble because she wouldn't settle down. We get like that sometimes. But we don't have to teach a little kid to do it. They know how to do it. We don't have to teach them to grab a toy out of somebody else's hand. They already know how to do that. As your kids get a little older, did you ever sit down and say, listen, if you're afraid of a consequence, just lie to me. Just make up something. No, we don't teach our kids that. What am I saying? I'm saying we're born to sin. It's who we are. It's our nature. So how in the world do we get delivered from a sinful nature? Some folks still use it as an excuse. They get caught in a behavior and they say, well, that's just who I am. Sinful. Right. Okay. Or God just made me like that. So it becomes an excuse. But we're without excuse. Because there is an answer. These folks were saying, man, I don't know what you're talking about, slavery. And he says, sure you do. Because if you're sin, you're a slave to it. You can't get out of it. You can't stop doing it. You can't get away from it. Many of you practice every New Year's Eve. You're going to fix something. And probably by second week of February, it's over. Gym memberships crank up in December in preparation for January, and they go unused from February on. Well, it was a good intention. Yeah, but it didn't change my nature, which is I don't like to exercise. So the truth comes out. So, what's the answer? How do we get out of this? How do we get hope? Because I don't want to live like that, do you? There's lots of people, some of you may be sitting right here, watching online. You wish you could get rid of that nagging thought or habit. You wish you could be free from who you seem to be. You can't. There's an answer to the slavery. And it's a great answer. You know the answer. The world knows the answer. They just don't like it. The answer is what John says to us here. Said, if you hold to my teaching, you're my disciples. And then you will know the truth. Now, I don't want you to get confused here, because you look at the size of these Bibles and you think, how am I going to know all of that truth? I can't know all that truth. Sometimes I can even read it and I glazed over what I read. So how am I going to know all this truth? Oh, it's not what's written in this book. It's who it's written about. It's not a religion. It's not a practice. It's an experience. It's a relationship. You see, he said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And what did Jesus say? I am the truth. I am the life. I am the way. I am. Jesus made it easy for us. If you're looking for the truth that can set you free, Jesus says, here, present, in the room, I can hear you. Jesus is the truth. And he willingly comes to us. He comes to open our heart. He comes to indwell our heart, to free us from sin. Jesus is the truth. I don't have to seek the world over to find truth. It's on every street corner, every Sunday morning, in these things we call churches. Bodies of believers who gather together to learn more about the truth. You can have the truth this morning. He has come for you. He knows your name. Bible tells us he knows the hairs on your head. Now, for some of that, us, that's easier for him than others, but he knows how many hairs we've got on our head. And he comes for us. He calls us by name. He opens our heart so we can receive what he has given. I don't have to learn a bunch of stuff, change a bunch of stuff, do a bunch of stuff. God does it all. Jesus does it all. He's the truth. So what am I suggesting this morning? I'm suggesting you open your heart to the truth. Come to the truth. Let Jesus do what Jesus does. Begin a relationship with him. Join in the relationship he's offering you. Take the good news that he brings. Third, he said, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. So we need to get the freedom that Jesus brings to us. So I first warn him. I come to know him. Knowing him is to experience him. I have Jesus in my heart because of his choosing. And so then I come to know him more deeply. I have a relationship with Jesus. Do you know him today. I think that's an old hymn, isn't it? Do you know him today? That's the question. Because that's where the freedom is. Because that's the outcome of breaking away my sinful nature because of the truth and the Son. I get the outcome of being free. From what? From that sinful nature. I am free. I don't have to be that jerk I've always been. I don't have to keep that habit that is killing me in my life. I don't have to keep speaking to people like I do. I can be free. In my ministry through the years, I have seen some amazing miracles of freedom. I have seen folks walk away from all sorts of addictions, habits, attitudes. I've seen forgiveness given when it never could have been before. I've seen wayward kids begin to obey. I've seen Jesus make miracles happen. I've preached in a lot of prisons, and I was in a teen detention center outside of Chicago. And during the weekend while I was there, I discovered there were three separate gangs in the detention center. And I witnessed before I left on Sunday, I witnessed on Saturday a truce between the gangs because the warlords of those gangs found Jesus. They believed, they accepted what God was wanting to do in their heart. And we worked out a truce for coexistence based on being brothers in Christ. Now, let me segue. Spoiler alert. Nobody got early parole because they got saved. Doesn't work that way. Sometimes we still have to pay the consequences of our actions, but we no longer have to do it on our own. We no longer have to do it in fear that we're just going to go back. Jesus can set us free. Free. And then I get, this is the trick part, I get a new nature. I get God's nature begins to indwell in me. Now, at times as a believer, I have to battle the old nature against the new Jesus nature. But Jesus' nature has the power to take over my life. And I can begin to live like He wants me to live. So if you're here this morning and you're struggling, if you're battling, if you're caught in your old nature, can I give you a promise? Jesus will free you. And our freedom is then eternal. I never have to go back. The Bible calls Satan the great accuser. And he loves to get in a believer's ear and remind us how imperfect we were before Christ. And he wants to guilt trip us. In fact, he wants to drag us back. But freedom means freedom. Freedom means I don't have to go back. And I can take the devil when he's whispering in my ear and tell him to fly a kite in the name of Jesus and he goes away. I don't have to give in to that. I'm free. So, let me invite you to accept the truth. Let Jesus open your heart and come to freedom. It's there for you, wide open. And what a release to live your life in Jesus. What a glorious place to be. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for the promise of this word. We thank you for truth, the truth, the only truth that can change a lot. We thank you for the Son, the only Son, with the power to wash sin away. And for the freedom, true freedom from our sinful nature. May we experience that today as we hear you and open our heart to you. So this morning, if you feel God's tug at your heart, there's lots of us here who would love to speak with you. If you feel like you have never experienced baptism, as you should, then we're here. Pastor Ray loves to dunk people, and we've got a little bit of water. So if that's your desire this morning, just come see one of us. We'll be hanging around, and you can come talk to any of us about this decision and about God's doing in your life what he's done for so many other lives. So I offer you that opportunity to come. Before that, we're going to take our morning offering, and then Roberto will dismiss us. Don't forget breakfast up top. So as we receive this offering, just know it goes to the ministry of this awesome church. And God has called us and given us so many things to do. And he wants his people to support that work. So I'm going to pray, and a bucket will come by. You can place your offering in there. You have an envelope in your bulletin. You can also give online. We would like to have your connection card, which you found in your bulletin. We'd love for you to put that in so we have a record of your attendance today. God bless you for being with us. Let's pray. Father, we're grateful for this morning. And we're grateful for your presence and your word. Receive this offering with the love that it's intended. In Jesus' name, amen.
I've carried a burden for too long on my own. I wasn't created to bear it alone. I hear your invitation to let it all go. I see it now, I'm laying it down, and I know that I need I run to the Father, fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I run to the Father again and again and again and again. Oh, 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 oh. You saw my condition, had a plan from the start. Your son for redemption, the price for my heart. Oh, I don't have a context for that kind of love. I don't understand, I can't comprehend. All I know is I need you. I run to the Father, fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I run to the Father again and again and again and again. Oh, oh, again and again and again and again. Oh, 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 oh. My heart has been in your sight long before my first breath, running into your arms is running to life from death. I feel this rush deep in my chest. Your mercy is calling out. Just as I am, you pull me in, and I know I need you now. I run to the Father, fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I run to the Father again and again. I run to the Father, fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart found a surgeon, my soul found a friend. So I run to the Father again and again and again and again. Oh, oh, again and again and again and again. Oh, 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 again and again. What a Father we have. Every time we run back to Him, He just opens His arms wide up. And we're for a bit, if we're a bit too far, He comes after us, leaves the 99 for us. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Now, before you go today, receive this blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. May He look upon you with favor and give each and every one of you His peace. Amen. See you next week.